This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Remember the dearly departed P22, the celebrity puma who lived alone in Griffith Park? Well, now there's a new bachelor in town. His name is BB12, BB for Black Bear. There have been images of him lumbering around Malibu Creek State Park and in Point Magoo State Park. But black bears aren't native to Southern California. So to help us understand how BB12 got here, we're joined by Seth Riley, wildlife ecologist with Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. Hi, Seth.
How's it going?
Great. Well, how was BB12 first discovered?
Yeah, so actually there was news reports back in July of 2021, and people got photos of him. And interestingly, one of our wildlife folks actually saw a picture of him on the internet on Reddit in Point Magoo State Park. And it was funny because like it was just a picture of a bear and we didn't know like where it was. And we were actually able to figure out just from the background that it was down there in Sycamore Canyon.
And I understand you were part of the team that captured and radio collared him. How did you do that?
We actually were trying to capture a mountain lion, and sometimes we'll bait in animals with something, a deer carcass or something. And in this case, the bear, as opposed to the mountain lion, came to the bait, although he wasn't all that interested. So Jeff Sikich, who oversees all of our fieldwork on the lion project, he actually has a bunch of bear experience from the East Coast and actually put out donuts, which is very typical way to entice bears.
Really? Why do they like donuts?
They just,
I mean,
like donuts.
I get it, but
I know, right? Yeah. No, they like sweet things.
So you baited the trap with donuts and he showed up?
And deer. And some deer meat.
So
yeah.
The main meal and dessert. He got a full meal.
I guess that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Donuts do not work for mountain lions.
So he shows up, and did you expect to see him? You said you were looking for a mountain lion, and here comes BB12.
We certainly figured that that was a possibility because, like I said, we've been getting photos of him throughout the western half of the mountains for the last couple of years. We certainly knew that was a possibility.
And you trapped him. What did he look like?
He was a big male, 210 pounds. You know, still on the young side, we were estimating his age based on tooth wear at 3 or 4. So he's been out there roaming around, you know, finding stuff to eat. In the region in general, not just in the Santa Monicas, there's just not a lot known about the ecology of bears in Southern California.
You don't really know what he eats?
You know, typically bears eat a lot. They eat a lot of fruit and they eat a lot of insects, you know, grubs and things. They will eat live or dead prey. So they eat a whole range of stuff.
Do you think they're eating human food and finding it like at picnic sites or in people's cars?
In those first 2 years, there was no evidence of, fortunately, of him running into people or getting into conflicts with people, which bears certainly can do, even in Southern California, especially over on the edge of the San Gabriels and other areas like that.
So he's by himself. And is that unusual? Do bears usually travel by themselves?
They do. Yeah, they're not very social, similar in some ways to the cats, actually, like mountain lions and bobcats and things. So that's not surprising.
But he does want a mate, right?
I'm sure he does. Yeah. So there's not a reproducing population in the Santa Monicas. The closest one is in the Santa Susanas, which are a couple of natural areas to the north.
So how did he get there?
You know, I think we're pretty confident that he came from the Santa Susanas. That means he at least had to cross 101, and he might well have crossed 118. But either way, you know, he would have had to cross through a bunch of agricultural areas over there. Basically, for sure, he came from up north.
Well, they're building that wildlife crossing now, which is expected to be finished in 2024. Would he be able then to use that to go back and find a friend?
Certainly could. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll just say in terms of the crossing. Yeah. So the first stage of it, the current plan is to be done at the end of 24. And then the whole thing would be at the end of 25.
So it'll be a couple years before he's able to go back and find
it'll be
mate.
A couple years, although he made it in, right? So he might make it back out.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get hit by a car.
Yeah, right.
What if you run into him? What should you do?
They'll generally want to avoid people, give them distance, definitely not try to approach them or feed them.
But do you expect him to come into neighborhoods, or is he more likely just to stay where he is, since he seems to be getting his fill of food?
That's one of the reasons why it'll be really interesting to track him. You know, like I said, so far for the first couple of years, at least that we know of, he wasn't coming into residential areas or getting into any conflicts with people, which is a good thing. So we'll see. But so far, it hasn't been an issue, which we're happy about.
Do you think he'll be a celebrity like P22?
I don't know. That's a good question. Part of it was that P22 became a symbol of connectivity, or rather sort of the lack of connectivity, because he was stuck there in Griffith Park. But in some ways, it's a little bit similar. So I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. P22 was also really like right in LA.
Yeah, he would come into people's backyards.
And even with P22, mostly he wasn't, right? Mostly he was in the natural areas in the park. But obviously sometimes he would cruise around in people's yards and people knew about him. And, you know, he just was of great interest. So, I mean, we certainly think BB12 is pretty interesting. So we'll see.
All right. Seth Riley, wildlife ecologist with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. We've been talking about BB12, the latest bachelor animal to be of interest in the Santa Monica Mountains. Thanks so much, Seth.
Of course. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Don't feed the bears. Remember that. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks so much for joining us here on Press Play PP. And I'll see you tomorrow.